we kind of finished brining all the travel lanes on I-95 from Caroline to Quantico with brine, which is a saltwater solution, and this prevents ice from bonding to the pavement during winter weather, which reduces the risk of hazardous travel conditions. But today, we're really focusing on pre-treating those interstate ramps and primary roads in the Fredericksburg area, like Route 1, Route 3, 17, 218. We're really focusing on the interstate ramps, those bridges and overpasses on our primary routes, which tend to freeze first. And we ask drivers, like today, to give our crews plenty of room to work and just to be patient.
This, in a way, I guess, VDOT likes these kind of storms of where you know they're coming and you can get ready yesterday, get ready today, and then on Saturday it starts snowing.
Exactly. Roads are expected to remain dry and temperatures are favorable before the start of the storm, which is ideal for us. We can put brine on the roads and really let that brine set into the pavement.
So I guess at this point, once you take care of the roads today, then tomorrow you get all your equipment and your people in place and wait for it to start snowing.
Exactly. We're ready to respond. We plan to work all day and finish brining all the primary routes in the Fredericksburg area, the Northern Neck, and the Middle Peninsula. And then we plan to bring in and mobilize about 450 crews early Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, in the Fredericksburg area. Now, the 450 crews is a combination of hired and state forces, but these guys will be ready to deploy once the snow or ice starts to affect travel conditions on I-95, Stafford, Spotsy, Caroline.
Well, and Dara, I guess then the other thing, then the thing that we all need to be thinking of is when it does start snowing, stay home, stay off the roads if you can, because if you don't have to be on the roads, all we're gonna do is get in the way.
Exactly. We ask people to limit unnecessary travel once the snow kind of begins. We encourage drivers to listen to the weather reports and closely monitor road conditions by checking 511. Now, plowing only begins once snow accumulation on the road surface reaches 2 inches or more. But our goal is to make all state-maintained roads passable within 48 hours of a winter storm ends. And folks can always check our plowing progress for their neighborhood at www.bdotplows.org, and you just kind of put in your address into the search bar. But this storm is different from the last one we had before Christmas. If you remember, Ted, you know, last time we got lucky, those temperatures rose quickly. Those temperatures hovered anywhere between 40 and 50 degrees during the day, and the snow melted, which made it easier for our crews to kind of clear and treat the roadways. But this weekend, overnight temperatures are being predicted to be in the teens, which means that snow and ice is going to stick around. But we'll still continue to work around the clock until all state-maintained roads are safe for travel.
And during the storm, it's important to remember, too, that you're focused on the interstate and then the major secondary roads.
Correct. You know, interstate and most primary roads, these are the roads that carry the most traffic. Therefore, they get the top priority. And the primary roads are numbered 1 through 599. And like I said before, you know, these are Route 1, 3, 17, 218. Then that's when we move. Once those are clear, that's when our crews will move to our secondary routes. These are roads with vital emergency and public facilities like a hospital or police or a fire station. Those high-volume secondary roads like 610 and which is Garrison Road in Stafford County, or Courthouse Road in Stafford County. These are both high-volume secondary roads. Then once those are cleared, that's when we kind of move into the subdivisions.
And it's the other thing, Dara, I guess, too, is to remember is if you are out and you encounter snow plows, give them plenty of room and don't get in their way.
Exactly. This is their office. So we don't come in and barge into your office. And to just stay safe, never pass a plow. Just keep a safe distance between you and a plow and just be patient.
Well, stay safe. I mean, I know there's going to be a lot of VDOT workers out there, and a lot of you all are going to be working this weekend. And like you say, there's just been a lot of preparation for this. And the show starts tomorrow, sometime tomorrow.
That's right. The show will start, but we prepare for snow year-round, getting our crews ready, getting our equipment ready with training, and so we're ready to respond to whatever Mother Nature decides to bring. But one question I did want to mention to you is what we get a lot at BDOT is, how do I stay informed during a winter storm? And I know they can always listen to your radio station and get the latest on travel conditions, but they can also check Facebook. We are the first district in the Commonwealth to start its own Facebook group, and so folks can go to our Facebook page and get our updates. They can get updates on travel conditions, weather warnings, when they should avoid travel, or when they should limit unnecessary travel. And all they have to do to find us on Facebook is searching groups BDOT Fredericksburg District. It's just one new feature that we have in our toolbox to keep people informed.